Sense and Melody with Gil
and Demling. Playmates, glad to see you all at our ship's concert, he lied. We leave Switzerland with a feeling of regret and a slight odor of Swiss cheese. Gone are the snowy Alps. Listen, Demling, not only is that a brutal gag, but I don't even want to talk to you. Go away, will you?
Oh, what did I do now?
I should tell our fellow passengers what a piece of defunct tripe you turned out to be, I suppose.
Well, go ahead. I fear nothing. Nothing.
All right. Friends, I ask you, is this the type of man we would want our daughters to step on in a rumble seat? Demling did this to me. It wasn't bad enough that we had to share a double bed in Switzerland. Oh, no. But he ran across a St. Bernard with a rum cask tied to his neck, showed up at 3 a.m, and came to bed with his skis on.
All right, Gil. All right. Introduce the next act.
All right, I will. Oh, my good. It's Eddie Plinkaplank, the demon of the banjo. Can you imagine it?
Why, demon?
He plays the devil out of it.
That's good.
I like it. Play, Eddie, will you? Demling is the one with the forehead like a skating rink, you know.
Oh, then you are Monsieur Gil, n'est-ce pas?
Fifi, you've hit the nail on the head, if that's your idea of a good time.
Oh, Frankie.
Oh, Fifi.
Oh, fooey.
Boys, you know, I have the little French chanson I like so much to sing for you.
Okay, Fifi, I'll take a chanson, the chanson, but I'll have to stay here and censor it if it's naughty.
Oh, oui. So. Vis un gosse qui cherche mon papa, la 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 la. Paris, le je ne le connais pas, la 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 la. Paris, goûter d'un vagon de première classe. Vraiment, nous savons que leur contrôle passe. On ne dit pas qui ça les capes passe, la la la. Du moment qui voyons ses bonheurs. Capitou, l'option, oui, bisou, on ne l'a pas fait. Et des fois, je cherche mon papa.
Look, Fifi, if I'm going to censor this, I've got to censor it in English. What's it all about?
Oh, oui. Well, listen, I tell you.
You tell me.
You see, I'm a little girl looking for a papa.
Uh-huh.
And when I find him, I take him riding on a first-class train.
Oh.
We go many miles from Plagital to Quapenbois. He's too big city.
Oh, I see.
And we go through many tunnels.
Oh, I see.
And then I shall know if he is the papa I am looking for.
You should know by that time.
Rapito la fiore, si tu vuoi la passe. E depois si cherche mon papa.
Well, Well, Playmates, as our contribution to this three-ring circus, we bring you the higher drama.
Yes, right now we feel under the influence of Eugene O'Neill, Strange Interlude, and Six Bottles of Beer. Young Demling sat up last night reading O'Neill's touching tribute to George Bernard Shaw's Beard, Ah, Wilderness.
Now we have written another Morning Becomes Electra, which we call Alky Becomes NJ.
I like it, too.
As the curtain rises, Oswald J. Thrussell, a businessman, but in reality the third assistant inhibited libido, comes to see a real estate salesman. Curtain?
Aha, good afternoon, my friend. Are you looking for a house?
Ah, wilderness. Ah, wilderness. Ah, nuts.
I see you have a slight frustration, my good man. May I psychoanalyze your desire for a house?
Sure, swing it, hon.
I see. Now then, how many in your family?
Only four, and that's counting the halfwits.
I see. Yeah. Is your mother going to live with you?
No, Dad shot her for cheating at solitaire.
Oh, I see. Delusions of honesty. Yeah. Most politicians have them, yeah. And your father?
Oh, my kid brother got him with a meat axe just after he hung Sis with a necktie.
Oh, just good clean fun. Nothing really. In other words, just a headstrong boy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Say, how about a house? I want a house four stories high at least.
Four stories high? I don't know if I have one, but why such a tall building?
Well, I just been reading Eugene O'Neill, and he says to give in to your desires or you'll never be happy.
Sounds interesting, but why the four-story house?
Well, I got a slight impulse to drop my other three brothers out the window.
This ends scene one of our drama. Scene two will follow as soon as we sponge off our slates and write out our parts. Salvatore Santaella and his hesitant hooligans will bat a few notes at you in the interim. Symphony.
In scene two, Charlie Marsden, a retired manufacturer of a combination liver spot remover and household cement, comes to California to buy a home in the hills.
We do this a la O'Neill, where the characters speak their lines, then their own real thoughts. Curtin?
Ah, good afternoon, sir. You look like a man who'd enjoy a hillside home. That's not all he looks like. We won't go into that.
Oh, I'm just up here looking around, thanks. What does he think I came up here for? A quilting bee?
By the way, are you a native of California? He comes from Long Beach, he sure is.
No, I'm from the East. Lived in the same house 17 years. 17 years. Then I was paroled.
Well, well, well. Moved after all that time, huh? Finally found out there wasn't a bathtub, I suppose.
Do you mind if I step inside and take a look?
No, sure, go ahead. If he looks in the mirror, he'll think the joint is haunted.
Is the house completely furnished? I wonder if that chair is for sitting or throwing.
Why, my dear sir, I can truthfully say that this house has everything in it. And how? The answer's so big, they have to come in through the front door.
Oh, this is the bedroom here, eh? Oh, yes, I like a big bedroom. The one I have now is too small. Every time I stick my foot out of bed, my toe gets caught in the sink.
You like it, huh? See the gleam come into his eyes. He must be a traveling salesman.
I noticed a big dictionary in the living room. Does that come with the house? I hope it does. A guy called me a name, and I want to look it up.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. That's included. What does this stooge want with the dictionary? He'll probably use it to keep the bathroom door shut.
Well, let's step outside and talk it over, eh? Only the great outdoors can handle that breath of his.
Oh, fine. I hope the door doesn't stick.
Well, I don't know as I like the way these California bungalows are built. That ought to hold him.
Oh, come now. Our California bungalows are built for wear. And they usually get it.
Well,
Now, look. If you're going to sneeze, please turn away from the house, will you, please? Well, that's one house I don't have to worry about. I was right, wasn't I? California bungalows are nothing to sneeze at.
We'll have a blue room, a new room, or two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Lou, 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 Lou. All my future plans, dear, will suit your plans, read the little blue print. Here's your mother's room, here's your brother's room, on the wall are two friends.
Here's the kiddie's room, here's the biddy's room, here's the pantry lined with shelves, dear.
Here I plan for us, something grand for us, where we two can be ourselves, dear. We'll have a blue room, a new room, for two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me, to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. Wind may keep a-blowing, but you will keep a-sowing. Our love will keep a-growing, and we'll be always knowing we're far away from worldly.
As our little blue.